News, my fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush right here on X-Ray FM. You can catch us every Thursday morning, 7:30 to 9:06. It goes down.
It's us.
It goes down. It's us.
Good morning, fiancés.
Yep. What up, though?
How we doing out there?
Oh, man.
Do tell me. That's not the question of the day, but, you know, let me know what's popping. How we doing?
We have a really great question of the day.
I don't know what's happening. I haven't got a chance to look at the barometric pressure, but it's doing the Watusi on me.
Well, Michelle says...
Michelle, good morning, Michelle. I miss you, Michelle.
Yeah, right? Good. All the geomagnetic storm, but none of the pretty lights morning.
Oh, my God. Is that what's happening?
Oh, God.
What does that even mean? Can you explain?
Good grief,
geomagnetic
man.
Storm.
Who wants it?
Is this why my body feels like it's being ripped apart?
I'm going to say yeah.
Ugh.
That's my professional medical opinion right there.
What I'm going to say is pass. Okay? How does one opt out of a geomagnetic storm that's ripping my body apart?
I don't know, Brusky.
And now we're going to find out. Like, Michelle's going to come back and be like, that's not what that means. And... you're totally fine from the geomagnetic storm. Is that what's going to happen?
Quite possibly. But I don't think you're fine from the geomagnetic storm.
And also, yeah, give me the pretty lights. At least make it...
make it pretty.
Make it nice. make it look good.
Talk to me nice.
Yeah, talk to me nice. Show me nice.
Sheesh.
It's been an okay week. It's been a very... long, hard working, not get home from the old steel mill until way late for me. And my body's giving out.
I still don't understand how we got to Thursday so quick.
Like at all, yeah. Actually.
But for you, because your days have been so long, it hasn't been a quick week. Has it?
You know how it can happen where it seems like it's been a month, but also 2 days?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. Mm. And I have not really ever been good at, that was last week, or that was about a month ago. Time has always been a weird situation, I think, in my brain.
Right.
But now it's way worse because now I'm like, yeah, that was definitely yesterday. And it's for certain, Morgan, that was 3 weeks ago. And I'm like, no, Dad and I did this thing and that was yesterday. No.
No.
So, you know. Oh, okay. Michelle said solar flares causing big. How do I say that? Because that's not auras. Is it auroras? Is that? Now I feel like a silly Billy.
Yeah, auroras.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's not just a Disney princess. Mm-mm. That's also another thing.
Yeah, Aurora Borealis.
That's how you say it. I can never get it right.
Oh,
I do it wrong. I'm like, Aurora Borealis.
You'd be like, Aurora Borealis.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
And then I just pretend that I'm from somewhere else.
Great.
They're like, I can't say colloquially. I can't get that word out. There's words that just don't work for
no, this I'm mouth. With that. There are some consonants that become very difficult for me.
And I apparently that one is one of them.
Okay.
The pretty lights is one of them.
Aurora Borealis.
You know, I think that it's really easy for you because it sounds like sci-fi.
Yeah.
Sounds like a different planet from Star Trek.
Absolutely.
Or something. Or Wars.
Yeah, I was pronouncing that word very early.
I love that for you. Well, anyway, a geomagnetic storm is when the solar flares causing big auroras, but we have clouds.
I love that for you.
And yeah, I think humans can get affected, especially those of us who are super special, sensitive weather vanes. And you know what? Maybe that's what we just start calling ourselves, Michelle. Super special, sensitive weather vanes.
I like it.
And then maybe at some point I'll be able to like have the information Michelle has. You know,
mm-hmm.
And will be able to not only predict the weather through our bodies, but we will become storm and we will be able to control it.
Okay. Well. Okay. I
think, you know, if we work together, it'll happen.
I do believe, you know me, I'm heavy on conspiracize.
Yeah.
I do believe the government, you know, they got a program already studying you guys.
The space laser? Oh, not weather related.
Yeah, weather related program studying you people that are affected by it, you know.
Well, how come they're not trying to like ask us to be a part of a study? Because you know what I mean?
That would involve some type of compensation. Why would they ask you? There's someone out there that, you know, is probably, you know, 3 or 4 times more sensitive than you are. That's just been black bagged and taken to a location.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. You've seen Stranger Things. They don't ask permission.
Yeah, I have.
You're a useful one. Let's grab this. This is what we need. All right. And then disappeared.
And then they try and teach you how to harness it.
Precisely.
But
to be used as a weapon against Russia.
That. But then it's always that. It's never to be able to predict the weather.
Do you know how strange it was for me watching Trump get cozy with Russia when Russia has been the enemy in every 80s movie?
Every 80s baby's life. It's been the Ruskies are coming.
Yeah.
Look out.
For forever, guys.
Red Scare times 8.
Forever.
Scary stuff over there. They do communism. They do other, like, the scary. Get away.
Russia, bad.
Big bombs.
Easy to understand. They probably get, listen, decades of it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, my guy, Putin, is the homeboy.
So many movies of people, like the intelligence people, talking about how it's the Russians again.
It's the Russians again.
They're in our mainframe.
Yeah.
They're
it's Russians
then,
again.
And then when they do it in real time, and you're like, oh, whoa, there's some Russian interference on the internet happening with our election. And then the person who's in charge is like, that's a hoax.
Yeah.
Russia, never heard of it, number one, okay? America first and only. And then two, that guy's my friend in real life, and I just don't understand why you guys have a problem.
Yeah, you guys don't really know him. He's my friend in real life.
Good morning, AJ. AJ said, hi, I'm so glad to be here live. Happy Thursday, fiance.
Hey. Thanks to everyone that tuned in Monday night. We had to pre-record that show, so that was our first...
That was our first Monday night live, not live.
Not in person.
Raw live.
Yeah. Yeah. But y'all was in there. Y'all was in the chat. We appreciate y'all, man. Thank you. Still did numbers. Still did engagement. Still had people.
I love that our goals are always completely separate. Still did engagement.
Well, I
think it's right.
Yeah.
It makes it.
You know.
So, yes.
Yeah, I'm happy.
That wasn't a shot.
I didn't think it was.
Okay.
I'm just happy, you know, people, you know, they still mess with us.
Yeah.
Because what we end up finding out, we've told you guys this before, is that we'll meet people in person that we never knew listened to any of the content. Because, you know, not everyone's texting, not everyone, you know, was commenting on Instagram or wherever.
For sure.
And it's like, holy smokes, what do you mean you listen to this show? What? Us? Get out of here. What are you talking about?
I hope that anybody who meets us in person understands that when I run away from you because you said that you like the show that we do, it's all because I don't know how to take a compliment.
That's it. That's all, guys.
I really love them and want them all the time, but I don't know how to take them.
It's true. It's true.
So we'll work on that too, figuring that piece out of One Morgan Jones. Should I maybe get to my celebratory moment of the day, which I don't get a lot of those in the day right now because I'm not even looking at news or internet throughout the day. And then I get home and I'm so tired. I'm like, oh, why would I interact?
Yeah. Let me just do some candy crushing and take it on down.
I got to be clear. I haven't crushed a candy in months.
Mm.
Okay. I just told you guys I don't really know what time is. I'm gonna say weeks.
That's pretty significant.
That's pretty significant.
Yeah.
I have, in fact, been opening the game and getting my daily treats.
All right.
I have not been playing. It's all word games all the time, keeping the brain sharp. Okay? Finding more words to add to the lexicon.
Boom.
But yesterday, I did, in fact, get on the interwebs at one point, and for one moment, I had a big sigh of relief. A moment. To find out that that balding, what do they call him in the actual court filings, the testimony, the short guy that got out of the car and shot Megan Thee Stallion. Tory Lanez, appeal denied, nice. Bro.
Nice.
Big Mutombo finger came out of the sky.
I'm a fan.
And told him, no. You will stay where you are. You will not be getting out of jail for the thing that you did. And I'm just wondering, you know, at this point, are the fans now saying that he lost on purpose the way his fellow Canadian brethren did when they said that Drake lost his thing on purpose?
I'm confused. They said he lost on purpose?
Well, they said Drake lost on purpose so that he could present new evidence in his appeal, which you don't get to do.
Oh.
That's not how appeals work.
You know what? Good on them. Good on them for finding the silver lining. Because I'm going to let y'all have that.
Is it a silver lining or complete and total delusion?
You know what? If one leads to the other when it comes to Drake fans, again, I'm going to let you have that.
What does it matter?
Yeah. It's keeping you guys busy.
Well,
you know?
I hear that. What How about the about, keeping person? Them busy with the Tory Lanez fans, with the umbrella people that are like, he never did this. It was obviously her girlfriend. And by, you know.
Mm-hmm. Her homegirl.
And it wasn't Tory. And you got to free the homie now.
I love it. Stay busy, guys. Stay vigilant. Stay on it. No, listen. If you guys don't keep your finger on the pulse,
Who will?
Yeah, man.
It's true.
Stay at it.
Working on getting that evidence that wasn't presented at trial because you didn't want to show it then.
Listen, the Tory supporters, the Drake supporters, the R. Kelly supporters.
Are a circle.
They're a circle. And I prefer that they be out the way. Stay busy.
Yeah, together.
Keep at it. Do what must be done. Huh? Over there.
Yeah.
Over that way. Away from us. Just bye. Yeah, I'm good with that.
I want your very quick, most immediate reaction.
Okay.
How did you feel when you saw Fabulous and Trey Songz dressed as each other for Halloween? And they didn't even call themselves the Abuse Brothers. Mm.
Very immediate reaction was, what the helly? I was very confused by that. I was like, that's lame. That's lame.
Is it lame because of who they are? Like, if they were people that you highly regarded still, and maybe that, you know,
it'd be hilarious to
wouldn't
me.
Be or weren't
it'd be hilarious
knowingly abusive to women.
Yeah, it'd be great.
It would.
Yeah, it'd be hilarious.
But when it's these two,
if it was two bros that I'm like, your bromance is something
we love,
know,
it here.
I messes with your bromance.
Yeah,
that would be funny. These are two people who are abusers, and the fact that
kind of openly.
Yeah. And the fact that they did this is like, oh, okay. You guys are still hanging out together. And I'm disappointed in both of them, period. But my affinity for Fabulous is just like, it's been completely dashed to the wind. Like, I can't, bro. What not only have we done, but what are we continuing to do here?
Yeah.
What's this about?
If any of you fiancés are like, what in the world are you talking about? I'll just say that Fabulous,
F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S.
Once fabulous rapper.
Yeah.
The moment that he... The moment that he punched his girlfriend in the face and knocked some teeth out was mm-hmm. the...
Co-parent.
That was the end for me.
Yeah.
There was nothing else to... I can't actually listen to your cool rhyme scheme anymore.
None of it.
Like, it's a whole different ball game. And his... As the fiancés, as you know, I definitely believe in redemption. I definitely believe that you can become better and change the things about yourself that were so damaged or harmed that you damaged and harmed, mm-hmm. right? But you have to actually do something. You can't just be like a scorned dude. And especially when the scorn is because you got caught.
Right.
It isn't because you were the victim of something, and it isn't that you were innocent in the venture, right? Like, and somehow you believe yourself to be exactly that, and then you physically harm someone for it because you don't know how to use your words, and then you just kind of go, sorry, I guess. That's our business. That ain't really yours.
Yeah.
And move on and think that everybody's just gonna like, oh, yeah, I mean, totally, that's your business, and we'll just keep listening to you. I mean, there are plenty of people that do.
Yeah, plenty. I mean, I took a break, and then he kept releasing music, and then someone was like, he actually apologized and addresses the issue. And then I listened to it, was like, oh, wow, okay, he did. But then
he dressed as Trey Songz for Halloween.
And I'm sure many of you either don't remember Trey Songz or have no idea what type of reputation Trey Songz has out there.
Mm.
But for anyone that does remember Trey Songz, the reason you have to remember Trey Songz is because he's no longer putting out like music like that with the major, because he is a dumpster fire of
sex pest.
Yeah. He's a dumpster fire of sexual abuse. There have been so many complaints against him. It's almost like Chris Brown with less money, you know, a lesser legal defense.
Yeah. I'm not going to say almost. Yeah,
it's wild. It's really wild that he hasn't been tried for anything yet. It really is. But yeah, to see them together, it was just like, oh, great. Oh, and then you guys are dressing as each other for Halloween. Ooh, boy. Ugh. All right.
Great wigs.
Glad you guys are still so cool.
Well, is this a good time to ask my ask the question of the day?
I was going to wait a little bit closer to the 8 o'clock for the break.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you tell me a little bit about the Epstein files that I missed yesterday? Because apparently, homegirl Carolyn out here had to field some questions. And she was able to do that by saying, I don't answer your questions.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, okay? It's a hoax.
Okay? Oh!
It's not the Epstein files. It is indeed
the Epstein file.
Yeah.
Hoax.
That's what it is. Epstein file. Hoax. It's the Epstein hoax, guys. Okay. All right.
The Epps files.
This is no different, like we said, no different than Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. Only thing Russian around here is the dressing. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Who said that?
That was a guy's name. He was a communications. Then he went on Dancing with the Stars.
Sean Spicer.
I cannot stand Sean Spicer.
Sean Spicer.
Oh, I cannot stand Sean Spicer.
Only thing around here Russian is the dressing. Okay.
Oh, someone should tie his shoelaces together every time they see him.
I think he does.
They put a knot in them.
I think he does.
But some of the emails have been released. A bunch of emails have been released. I forgot which committee did it, but some emails have been released. And yeah, Epstein's pretty clear about Trump's involvement, Trump's inclinations. And how, you know, Trump hasn't said a word. You know, he's been real quiet about it. And I was watching...
Good man.
You know, solidarity.
Solidarity.
I was watching a Majority Report video this morning talking about it. And it brought up how, you know, Epstein was initially investigated. How when he was initially investigated, he did get that sweetheart deal.
Yeah.
And I totally forgot about that.
I'll never forget about that.
I completely forgot about the sweetheart deal. And it was just like, holy smokes, man. Like,
can we just take a quick sure. second to say, and I don't remember every single piece of that deal, but what I definitely remember is that Epstein, it was basically like he slept at jail and he got to work every day.
Right.
He got to leave and be gone, and then he would come back at a certain time and sleep in jail and then get up and go to work. Like,
yeah.
And a reminder that even think of the scenario at your own workplace. The higher up they go, the less work that's happening, right?
Right. What's the work?
So the idea that like this billionaire's got to get out of jail to be able to make deals or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, to what? Look at the stock market you've invested in? Like, what?
Right.
You,
what's this work?
What's the work you get that's so important that you get to go do every day? Oh, continue to traffic minors.
Right.
That's the work.
That's the work.
The work was keep going. But he didn't. Yeah, he got... completely, I mean, come out, they got us. They right. had him.
Right, right.
And gave they've always him, had him. They've always had him. And they gave him a deal that was like, literally just proved could not possibly care less about girls and women being harmed, being viciously
sexually assaulted.
Assaulted. Yeah. We don't care.
No.
Is what that entire like it was like, why'd you guys even take this case?
Right.
Why'd you do this if you were gonna come in and be like, hey, just do work release from jail? So sorry. Back to what you were saying. I probably made you lose it now.
No. I was thinking specifically about, I'm glad you brought that up. Because the conditions of that being his sentence, like, just got to come here and go to sleep. Do you think he was sleeping in a regular issued prison bed?
I mean, I don't. And no. I also don't care if he was or wasn't. And the reason I don't care is you were literally given a pass.
Yeah.
So they could have had him sleeping on the floor or a California king bed.
That's my point. Even with whatever was considered your penalty.
Right.
There's no way I believe that you weren't allowed to have a bed brought in. And like you weren't allowed to just be basically in an apartment. Like, it's crazy. It's really, it's really wild
to call a cell an apartment. But
well, it's if he was even in a cell.
Oh, you think he didn't have a cell?
I think if you just got this guy come in to sleep, you're putting him in whatever the coziest situation a Club Fed could possibly be. It's already Club Fed. It's already Club Fed.
I want to be real clear.
Yeah.
The Club Fed versus a state prison. I think that there's something to be said about the propaganda that comes with how cushy a federal prison is. And think of it in the way of Maybe it's cushier than the state prison, but it is not an apartment. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
We're not talking even the kind of space, because no matter what, this is still confinement.
Yes.
This is still imprisonment.
Yes, absolutely. It's
still a punishment.
I'm just saying there's love, there's tears.
There,
if you and I do a white collar crime and we end up in federal prison, we're not going to be in the same situation as a Jeffrey Epstein.
I see.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Apologies for taking us around the block for that.
But I think this is a great time to do your question of the day.
Man, okay, fiancés, question of the day. And this came from an act, you know, from a thing. And I will tell you it's not like a personal, you know, story. Right. But the question of the day is,
listen up.
If you were able to sue the person that you believe to have broken up your marriage, would you do it? And how much would you sue for?
Man.
And right now you're like, what? What kind of question is this? Well, let me tell you. A North Carolina woman will have to pay $1.75 million after a jury found her liable for destroying a Durham couple's marriage. The lawsuit accused Brené Kinnaird, an influencer with nearly 3 million followers on TikTok, 274,000 followers on Instagram.
Brené.
Of seducing and having an affair with her manager, Tim Montague, who was at the time married.
Tim.
North Carolina is one of the few states that allows jilted spouses to sue someone for interfering in their marriage. And the question of the day is, if you could, would you? If you could sue the person that you believe to have broken up your marriage.
Yes.
And the way that I'm understanding this is really only suing the
side piece.
Right.
Because they're not the person that broke up your marriage. The person that broke up your marriage is your partner that decided to be with the side piece. So to answer your question, yes, you sue the partner, though. You sue the partner. You don't sue the side piece. You were not in a relationship or an agreement with the side piece. There is no contract, no license agreement. There's no understanding. With your partner, however, there is. So that's where you have, that's where you go. You don't go after the side piece.
You wish. No.
What happened?
First of all, good morning, P-Town. P-Town said Fabulous Rising. I can't see the name on this one. It says, so I'm suing myself for not making enough money? Deadly. Yo! Now that's hilarious. Put that in the win column.
Oh, God.
I'm looking at this like, okay, maybe she assumes, because this person has so many followers, there's money behind it.
Mm. Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you there's got 3 million. Yeah, there's money there to get. I'm also, but I'm reading this and going, she seduced her manager, so she got a job.
Mm-hmm.
If you got regular job, you can't sue nobody for $1.75 million and expect that money to come your way.
She got to get a new manager.
Well, it wasn't her manager.
No.
Like, they worked somewhere, and he was her manager.
Oh, I thought it was, like, her manager as an influencer.
Mm-mm.
Like, she...
Not to my understanding.
Wowzers. Well, in any event, she still got to get a new manager.
Well.
Ew, ew. Yikes.
I don't know that she had a manager as an influencer. She's right. Just, like, a get-ready-with-me girly. You know, like, it's a... Get ready with me. Here's what I'm doing today. You know?
Wow.
So I don't know. Do those people have managers?
Yeah, I think some of them do.
I mean, yeah. I'm sure some of them do.
Stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. Talent management.
So maybe she no longer, no, I understand. Yeah. No, I understood what you were saying at that point. I just meant the way that the story, I don't believe that that's, mm-hmm. that he was her talent manager. They worked together.
Mm-hmm. Or 9 to 5.
Right. And I'm just saying, if you work in a 9 to 5, you got me. What was that jury thinking? Where's that money coming from?
They were like, she's young enough. She has enough time.
She better get her a 50-year mortgage, huh?
And a 15-year car loan.
Bruh.
Yeah, she's got time. She's got time. She'll pull it together. Holy smokes. You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And then the Halen Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at X-Ray FM.
I'm rusty because I forgot to tell everybody what we're talking about at the top of the show.
Well, let's do it. Let's let them know.
Before we head into the music break, let me let y'all know that today we will be talking about a few things. In local news, Portland City Council rejects a bid to cut funding for homeless camp sweeps. Tensions flare at Portland School Board meeting over Center for Center for Black Student Success discussion.
Yeah.
What's going on in National Ambush? This sounds, I don't think we'll get to National. Yeah. Those are two highly contentious locals. Local stories.
Nationals are carryover from Monday night. We didn't get a chance to get to it. Trump, with the pardons he's been issuing.
Oh, we got to get to that.
Yeah.
We got to talk about the pardon and the pardonless.
Sweeping pardons there.
Yeah. Okay, well, I hope y'all enjoy this music break. We'll let Ambush show off just one of his other amazing skills that he has.
All right.
And we'll be back in just a sec.
And we are back. Welcome back to News of My Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush right here on X-Ray FM. Morning, Dibs. Dibs said, fabulous song here, Ambush. Don't know it, but love the xylophone riffs. Yes.
That chin did, chin.
That's a little bit of chin chin right there. That's a little bit of chin chin.
What was that song Appetite. Called? Appetite.
Oh, love me some chin chin. I used to work at a record store in Philly called Armand's.
Never heard of it.
Armand's Lighting. Doesn't exist. Armand's Records, Lighting and Sound. They don't exist anymore, but they're a legacy record store around for a very long time.
He says.
I've met many DJ icon in that store.
Yeah.
It was an amazing experience working there with some of the folks, and then just having them come through, you know, just really, really dope. So we used to get promos all the time for music to play in the store. And there was this CD that had this yellow cover, had some interesting artwork on it, and it was like Chin Chin. And I'm like, what the heck is a Chin Chin? I'm not playing this. But, you know, it just sat in the stack. So then one day we're cleaning out behind the register area, and there's a bunch of promo CDs, and management's like, we got to get these out of here. Somebody take them or throw them in the trash. I'm like, well, probably shouldn't just throw them in the trash. Let me at least take it home and listen to it. And if I don't like it, then I'll throw it in the trash there. Yeah. You know, no big deal. And what caught me off guard was they were signed, I believe, to Stone's Throw at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
Stone's Throw used to have that work.
Come on, Stone's Throw don't play. So I'm like, chin chin on. I got to get this a listen. I popped that CD in, and it was a roller coaster ride of funk. It was so good. I was like, what is happening? Oh, no. Chin chin, I have slept on you for so long.
Mm.
Yeah, I put that whole thing in a Serato. Bam. I need that chin chin in my life. And I think that was their only album.
Whoa.
On Stone's Throw. I don't remember them. If they had something, maybe like an EP after. I don't remember Chin Chin having another release. You know, I guess I could just go check right now.
I'm like, the internet does exist at this point.
Okay.
It may not have back then.
Let's go check albums. Yeah, that was it.
Wow.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, because this other, yeah. Yep. That's it. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was Shin Shin. Thanks for taking me down that musical journey there, Dibs. Mm-hmm. MJ.
Yeah. That's me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I was getting caught up on this Epstein stuff.
Oh.
On the Epps files.
Well, we did have a yes, the Epps files. We did have an answer to your question. You want to repeat the question of the day?
Question of the day. If you were able to, is that how I phrased it? Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
If you were able to sue the person you believe to have broken up your marriage, would you do it?
Right.
You said we got an answer?
Yeah. P-Town was like...
Oh, yeah. We... P-Town got me cracking up this morning.
Yeah. P-Town was like, if my husband was with a lady, there's no suing happening. We rolling around.
We're going to tussle. We're going to handle this in the old school North Portland way.
Squabbling will be happening.
Squabble up. I'll play that.
Yeah.
And you know, teach them how to squabble. You know, if you're a parent out there. No, I'm just joking. Let me stop.
You have four Tuzeki. Let me teach you.
Yeah, let me teach you.
Wow. Okay. I didn't see it coming, MJ.
Yeah. I'm exhausted, but the jokes still flow.
All right.
You know?
Me like ye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since you were catching up on some of the Epstein stuff.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm behind. And I'm also a firm believer that none of it matters, actually, to the powers that be. It very much matters to me. I want to be very clear that I am not like, oh, who cares what's in those files? I just think we know what's in them.
Yeah. I feel like we've always known.
I think we know. And I don't think that it's devastating to me that it doesn't matter. What we do know doesn't matter enough.
That's more devastating than the actual evidence.
I don't know that anything's more devastating than the actual evidence. And I say that meaning to the real people that are harmed in true. That's what I mean.
Okay. I feel you on that.
But
I feel you on that.
But to your point.
The lack of reaction,
the immediate impulse to excuse that behavior, to find excuses or reasons that, you know, Donald would be on the plane, but he would never touch a little, you know, and the ability to just look directly past all the things that, like, say, a Donald Trump has said on not a hot mic, but a known mic that I'm being asked questions and I'm answering the questions. He has already told us everything we need to know about him.
Right.
He has already shown us and told us he is not fit to lead a group of people to the ice cream parlor, let alone a business, a country. He doesn't lead meetings.
No.
You know what I'm saying? But he's a absolute dirtbag. And he has told us that from the beginning.
Yeah.
Anytime that man went on Howard Stern, Howard didn't have to do too much to get that man to start talking about how he would have sex with his daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, for me, it's the Epstein files, of course, are important. And what's in there is important, and what who the people are that were clearly doing this.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The perpetrators of the abuse and the trafficking, those people need to be known.
Yeah.
That said, the ability to make excuses for your cult leader... is part of your indoctrination. So, like, folks are looking at this and they're going, this is all a, you know, a thing to take down one of the most powerful presidents and one of the most effective presidents or whatever the, you know, the measure for those people is. And a lot of the measure is, you know, making America white again. And that's a never was.
So I know we didn't get a chance to cover it. We had it on the document maybe last week at some point. How the royal family has pretty much gotten Prince Andrew up out of here. Like, he's lost his title. He's no longer on the residence. Like, it's like,
well, he's on the property. You know, Prince Andrew has in fact been kicked out of the castle.
The castle, right?
And has, you know, been.
He's in the pool house now. You're saying?
Well, it's a cottage house.
Okay.
You know, and cottage
down the lane.
Down the lane, and then the other cottage down the lane is for the lady.
So, in order for that to happen, right? Very public decision to make there. And, you know, people are going to talk. One would wonder, what is in the files that the royal family would react this way? I feel like right now there's too much being made about this being an attack on Trump, right? And as opposed to, as you were saying a little bit earlier, making this about the people who were negatively affected by it. Like, I thought we were about seeking justice for people.
Mm.
Pam Bondi is talking about we've been the most transparent on the Epstein files in any administration. While that may be true, it's only because of timing. It's not because you've wanted to be.
Also, you don't get to use the word transparency as if you chose to be transparent. Y'all have not chosen to be transparent.
No.
And you haven't been transparent.
Well, the most in comparison to previous administrations that didn't release anything. Listen.
And that's when you're saying that is due to timing?
That's it. This wasn't a choice. This wasn't a choice. You campaigned on it.
Absolutely not a choice.
Not at all. You campaigned on it and people held you to it. And now it's like, all right, you got those binders? Did we get those binders printed that say Epstein files? Let's give them that.
I mean, it's just so wild to me how you, like, I don't know how to keep that straight. I'm campaigning on releasing the Epps files that I know I'm in and that I know I don't want my name associated with, but I'm campaigning on sharing those files with everybody so we can get the truth out there. But then really, no, I'm absolutely not going to do that. I guess this is my thing. It isn't transparency when you're hiding it. You giving, I don't care if you give 100,000 documents, if there's 1.75 million, you're not being transparent.
No, no, that's true.
Like, this is not a, like everything that they say that they're doing. Oh, we're the first administration to do that. We're the only, we're the best, we're the brightest, we're the right. We do the things, and the Republicans do the stuff. Republicans ain't done nothing but ruin this country over and 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 over. And I can do this for the rest of the show. And over and over. And I'm not saying that there's no blame for the Democrats there. Obviously there is, but the Republican agenda literally is suffering. Like that.
Right. Right.
It's misery for most is their whole agenda. Their think tanks are like, how do we make most people suffer?
Good.
So those are not the people that are going to go, I can't believe they went and did this with a 12-year-old.
No, they're not. They're not.
And what we're learning is that line of predation definitely has consequences if other things don't outweigh it.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of things that will outweigh it. Mm. Even funding will just outweigh it. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
This person has so much money. They could do so many things with so many stuffs, and they're going to do this and that. And now we're going to just have to let them go ahead and do work release from prison. Because I understand this is a big deal, and like, it's not good that these things happened. But if we can keep him, you know, overnight, we'll know he's not doing it
at nighttime.
At nighttime.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll get some help for those girls. Yeah. We'll send them some resources.
Well, they're like grown-ups now, right?
For those.
Yeah, so it doesn't.
Yeah. You know, they've gotten past
it, right? We're just in such a bad way.
Dibs said now they're coming out and saying no other president has ever been investigated for wrongdoing more than Trump. Like the Dems are picking on him.
Dibs, get me out of here.
Oh, yes. They are. Look at who he is.
I mean.
And that's like you. In saying it, no other president has been investigated for wrongdoing more than Trump. Did you hear what you just said?
The idea that he's just getting picked on and that like he's just doing president and then his version of president because it's him, not because of his actions, is right. He being picked on.
Right.
That is absolutely hilarious. And also sounds like something he would say to like the court that he's being sued in for not paying the workers that built the tower, you know?
Right.
Oh, hey, man, I'm the only developer that gets investigated for wrongdoing this much. I mean, seriously, you guys are just harassing me at this point. Mm. Have you paid these people? Well, absolutely not. I mean, we're just in. Dibs, are you in Dallas? I'm looking at the area code. And did we already do this? Did we already talk about this? And I'm just forgetting because time means nothing to me.
We might have.
Oh.
AJ did say. In reference to your question of the day.
Question of the day.
Yes. Would you sue the person that your spouse cheated on you with? Sure. We already about to be in court. Suing dude too for wasting my time. Well, yeah, that's where I'm at.
And just to be clear, I don't believe that that's a possibility. Because laws are incredible, right?
Yeah, they are.
And laws are definitely not meant to punish men in the same ways that they want to be able to punish people that have hurt men's feelings.
Right.
And this is like very much the, you can, the, to my understanding, you can sue the outsider.
Of the relationship.
Of the relationship. But there is no civilly getting anything now. Maybe in your alimony.
Okay,
yeah. You know, in the divorce. Maybe, you know, in something like that. But
I believe there's no law on the books specifically for this.
Right.
Right. Right. Cute.
Which the entire point to me is... And has always been. I have never understood, let me go fight the other person. When, and by other person, I mean the third in that scenario. When they've promised me nothing.
They owe you nothing.
They owe me nothing.
Yeah.
They've promised me nothing. I don't know that person. They don't know me.
Yeah.
And we don't owe each other anything. But the person who does. I mean, that's who needs to pay.
Yeah.
To me.
For sure.
And that's and when we talk about pay, I mean, whatever the pay is. Mm-hmm. You do not get to have access to me. You don't get to have, you know what I mean? Like there are.
Yeah.
The punishment is not for someone else. Someone else didn't make the decision to do me bad.
Right. Right.
Like, so I got, hey, the scenarios differ and people, you know, there are plenty of folks that become a, you know, try and put them, insert themselves in a scenario. And I understand the idea that you would be mad at that person if, you know, they knew that you were married and they tried to, you know, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Again, who owes you something in that scenario? Who's the one who made you a promise? Who's the one that you communicate with?
Right.
It's so hot in here.
Dib said, yes, we did talk about this.
I thought
moved from there 2 years ago.
Got it.
Currently, yes, in Portland.
Thank you. Sorry.
Also, Dibs also said, remember, Epstein also got immunity along with people in his circle for prosecution. That was an insanely crazy deal. Yeah.
The deal is such a like sweetheart deal that it's like you got to come up with a better phrase than that. You know,
It redefines the sweetheart.
It redefines it. You get immunity. Other people got immunity from future, from anything. It was very much the, you would not be able to be prosecuted at all. But then you kept doing it.
Yeah.
Then you just kept going.
Yeah. Everybody's all good. Thanks for sitting down with us. Hey, that was it. Thanks for sitting down with us. You know, send you on your merry way.
AJ said, is this it? Wait. No, P-Town, it's the pick the right cup trick.
Mm-hmm.
What's the,
which cup covers the file now?
Oh, there we go. Just keep moving the cup.
Just keep moving the cups. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Bruh.
Yeah. For me, again, I wish it mattered. I wish we were not ever in the position. I wish grab them by the you know what was enough.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be enough.
Yeah.
That's you caught on a hot mic saying once you're rich and famous enough, they just let you do it.
And remember, at first, he was denying that it was him.
Absolutely said, that's not my voice.
Yeah. And then just fully embraced it.
Like,
as MAGA got lit on fire, it was like, yeah. I'd like him to grab mine. It was just like,
I mean, literally t-shirts that were like, grab this.
It was like, what is wrong with you people? What's happening? This isn't a rock star.
We've been idiocracy for a long time.
Yeah, this is, you're not at a rock concert. This is the president. This is someone campaigning to run the country. Get yourself together.
I do just want to remind you that people were putting Andrew Cuomo's face on underwear, you know? They were calling themselves Cuomosexuals.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, you know, all the flair that the MAGA do actually makes a lot of sense.
Well, as we're talking about sweetheart deals.
Yeah.
Getting them redefined. Let's talk about these pardons, huh? If anyone is unaware, Trump... on Sunday, this past Sunday, issued full and unconditional pardons to dozens of his closest allies involved in efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election, including former New York City mayor. I'm sorry, let me read that again. Including disgraced former New York City mayor Rudy Giuliani, attorney Sidney Powell, and former White House chief of staff Mark Meadows. The mass clemency order posted by Justice Department pardon attorney Ed Martin covers 77 people and, according to the proclamation, aims to end a grave national injustice and continue the process of national reconciliation.
Yeah. You got to reconcile.
You got to.
Yeah. You know, get the books clean.
The proclamation extends to conduct relating to the advice, creation, organization, execution, submission, supporting, voting activities, participation in or advocacy for or of any slate of presidential electors. connected to the 2020 election. It also shields those who promoted claims of widespread voter fraud, which numerous courts and election officials found to be unfounded.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's clemency, however, applies only to federal offenses and explicitly excludes himself, meaning ongoing state prosecutions in Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, and Nevada will continue. Among those pardoned are several key figures in the so-called fake electors and stop the steal efforts. Lawyers John Eastman.
Stop the steal. Stop the steal.
Kenneth Chesbrough, Jenna Ellis, advisors Boris Epstein. Epstein.
Yes.
Okay. And former Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark, Giuliani, Meadows, and Powell. Each under indictment in state cases related to election interference, are also listed. Many of the pardoned individuals were either facing federal investigations or had already pled guilty to state-level charges. The sweeping action follows Trump's earlier round of pardons issued this year to more than 1,000 participants in the January 6th Capitol attack.
Peaceful protesters.
Mm-hmm. There for a picnic. Legal experts say the latest pardons effectively insulate Trump's allies from any future federal prosecutions related to attempts to overturn the 2020 election. This closes the door to any federal accountability for some of the most consequential efforts to subvert democracy in U.S. history, said Lawrence Tribe, a constitutional scholar at Harvard Law School. Trump defended the move in a brief statement Sunday night, framing it as an act of justice. The American people were subjected to one of the greatest political prosecutions in history, he wrote.
Yeah.
These patriots exposed the truth about election fraud and paid a terrible price. Today we begin the process of healing our nation. Critics, however, say the pardon amount the pardons amount to an abuse of presidential power.
Oh, yeah.
And an attempt to rewrite history.
Yeah.
Protecting those who tried to undermine a democratic election.
I'm sorry for interrupting your story reading.
It's quite all right.
I apologize.
Please don't. It's quite ludicrous.
I absolutely cannot.
Yeah.
First of all, I do want to say it's got to kind of be surprising for folks when either one of us reacts to the news that we have produced in a way that they didn't know about it. Ambush wrote the news last night. I didn't write the news. He gave me the night off. And let me tell you, actually, you know what? Can I take a second?
Sure.
This should have been up front. We will come back to Epstein and this story. But this should have been up front. Because, again, fiancés, this is not me complaining. This is just a recap. Life been doing its level best to just end me.
Yeah.
Right? And this week, last week was a very particularly hard week, including that weekend. One of the hardest, probably, of all of this. And this week, one DJ Ambush has done a few of the things that for me, and I've not taken a love language test, so I don't know what the thing is. You stepped up your considerate game, your consideration game big time this week in the way of, and that is not to say you are not a considerate man. I am not.
Thank you.
Yeah. There are a couple of things that I'll just mention. I want to get done, or I did this thing, and you know, the next step is this. And I am a bedding person very much. I love nice bedding. I love good sheets. You know, those things make me happy. I bought myself some new sheets. I washed the new sheets. I folded them, had them ready to go to put on my bed. And when I say mine, I mean, you know, ours. But I'm an only child, so sorry, I'm working on it. Get the stuff. I come home the other night and Ambush has changed the bed, put the new sheets on there, put a new comforter on there. Bedroom looks amazing. Bed was so comfy. And these are the kind of things that, like, I want to get done, but then I don't get home until 9. And yeah. I've also been beat since 5. And so changing, and I've also changed a bed twice. So I don't want to. The relief and the, like, joy in my heart, which I currently don't believe joy exists, was so huge. And just, like, coming home to dinner and, you know, all the just different, you being there and having taken care of things that would have been a thing I had to do.
Now this is turning into a relationship podcast. And I love it.
It's not turning into that. This was just a moment on News with My Fiancé, which is, in fact, a news show.
Well, let me respond so that way I can turn it into a relationship podcast.
Okay.
You see, guys, what you need to do... I couldn't even get all fully in a character. You know what happened? You know what happened, MJ? And thank you. Thank you. What happened was... it's one thing to see what someone who's important to you. It's one thing to see what they're experiencing, right? And feeling in some ways, maybe not knowing exactly how to help. Because I feel, and you guys let me know if this is a situation that you struggle with. You know what your strengths are or what you believe your strengths are, right?
Mm-hmm.
In your big life, at your big age.
Yeah.
And when you care about people, you want to use those strengths to make their lives better. Whatever way you can. Sometimes what is a strength to you may not necessarily be what is needed in that situation or what you consider as your strength or your skill set. That might not be what's needed in that situation. So sometimes you have to take a step back and look at what's actually needed. And you're a really clear communicator. So
thank you. Like, that feels like a compliment.
It is. And so I feel like there's so often that people are saying, oh, if I just had the time for this, and oh, I wish I could do this, and oh, I'm exasperated because I just didn't get a chance to get this done. Those are the things that it's right there, guys. It's right there. It's right there, people. It's right there. And then you're like, man, they are so exhausted and underwater and all these responsibilities. I wish I could find a way to help. Shalom. It's right. You don't got to think too far outside the box. And I think for a long time, I was definitely that. Let me find a way to help. Ooh. Oh, you know what? Be nice. You know, she'd love these sneakers. Because then while she's doing all this walking around, her feet are comfy and those look cool. That's, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely. I want to take the love language test because I love giving gifts. I love giving gifts. I love giving surprises. I love a surprise. Surprise, surprise.
Yes,
I love providing them. So yeah, that's. I think it was just a combination of me feeling like, man. What do I do? Huh? You're overthinking it. Do what needs to be done.
Make the bed, you know?
And and it sounds like a very simple thing, but like you said, to the person who those little things matter to,
it's huge.
I do want to make this about me real quick.
Thought we were doing that.
No. I will admit, and maybe it's just a guy thing, maybe it's just a 20-something thing. You get out there in the world on your own, you don't know how to do stuff. First off, when I moved out of my parents' house, my mom gave me linens, okay? And I left with some of my own linens.
Okay.
And, you know, when you're a 20-something-year-old boy, you know, the society calls you a man, you're still a boy. Yeah. Probably about 3 changes of linen is all you need, you know, in your mind.
I was going to say, that's not true.
At all, right?
Yeah, okay. In your mind, actually a lot, probably. Yeah.
I think I lived for about a good 5 years on my own. Before I bought new linen. And when I did, it was like, whoa, life upgrade. I just, my sleep, everything. Oh, then I was like, I should probably get new pillows because these are the same pillows I've been having since high school. I should probably get new pillows. And you do all of that, right? And it's great. But you said something just now. You was like, I bought new linen and I washed them. And it was exactly at that moment. I was like, oh my God, I remember. I didn't used to wash my linen.
When you bought it new?
When you bought it new?
Yeah.
It's new.
Yeah.
It's new. This is the cleanest it's ever going to be. Why do you think that? Because you took it out of a package?
Yes, that's why. Exactly why.
Yeah.
It's exactly why.
It would go out of the package right on my bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. No fabric softener. No nothing. No nothing. Just right on the bed.
Which, I mean, that was true for me for a long time.
Yeah.
So I think I probably just have a different, you know, relationship with linen in the way that.
Okay. I like that.
I used to, like, part of my, you know, creativity as a young person, as a kid in my parents' house was I changed my room a lot.
Mm. Okay.
That was how I expressed myself. So it would be I'd have a fully monochromatic room, or would have butterflies hanging from the ceiling, or.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah, I did a lot.
Is this like quarterly?
No, it wasn't that. No.
Not that it was measured, but like average times a year.
It would stay a year, depending on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, depending on the installation, you know. You know,
putting the guidelines of the installation.
I did a lot of things. Like, yeah. I literally had Lily and Cecily hand painted a comforter with butterflies on it.
Stop it.
And I had to like add to that, obviously, right? So then I had these big and small, like butterflies that I hung from my ceiling. So it was like,
that's dope.
Yeah, it was amazing.
No photos?
I was a child.
Oh.
I don't mean that. I mean, I was a teen, but like, I'm sure maybe I'll unearth them at my parents' house.
That would be fire.
Yeah. Anyway, this was all supposed to come back around to Epstein. Not sure how.
Yeah. Well, Michelle said, as we were reading the Trump story, you were laughing. Michelle said,
"Or that's what I meant to say.
I'm going to need an audio track of Morgan cackling cynically. So that I can play it in the background anytime I have to listen to Trump speak."
Yes. Kyle?
Can we get that tracked out?
Can we get that tracked, please?
Michelle, you know what you also need? You know what you also need, which ties in your needs with the previous discussion. You also need audio of Morgan at a tender young age singing her ABCs.
Oh my gosh, Ambush. Why
Oh, it's delightful. It's so delightful.
We did find, Lily and I found a tape cassette.
Yes.
On one side is my dad's handwriting, and it's like him and our other cousin. And then on the other side is, we're going to say, a kid's handwriting, but it says Morgan.
Yeah, it does.
And also says Jodes. No N, it's a D, and the D is backwards. So I don't know who wrote this. I'm pretty positive I knew how to spell my name at all times in my life.
Morgan Jodes.
Jodes is wild. Anyway, on that tape cassette is a whole bunch of, you know, three little kids just yapping.
Yeah, it's great.
And my dad trying to wrangle it. And then sometimes my mom trying to get me to sing. Mm-hmm. And we can't figure out the timing of all of this because at some point it says that Lily and Paul are three. And as everybody who knows any of us knows, they are way older than me.
Terrible.
So, you know, if they're three, I can't be, you know, one doing. Do the kids know their ABCs at one?
I feel like there might be some that do. Some advanced.
My dad claims I read very early.
My man.
And that their first understanding, his first understanding that I could actually read was we were in the car and I read a billboard.
Wow.
Like while we were driving. And he was like, hold on, what'd you say? And I read the billboard and he was like, no, no. And as the story goes, he basically came to my mom and was like, I think she's a witch.
We got to get her in Mensa.
Yeah. Well, no, he was like, okay. What's wrong with it? There's this is, what did you do? What are you looking at? Is
it over there? No, I was, yeah. We got to spin it. We got to spin this one around. Take it back. Give it a couple turns. Send it on back.
Send it on back. Get her out of here.
Oh my gosh.
What's wrong with her?
That's hilarious.
I'll ask today how old I was supposed to be in that story.
Oh my gosh.
We are having a grand old time over there right now. We watched the Sly Stone tribute. No, oh, the tribute at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We watched that. We watched the Outkast portion and the Salt and Pepper portion yesterday. And Nick was living his life.
That's fire.
Like, Sly and the Family Stone, that is Nick Jones' most favoritist.
Mostest favoritist.
Mostest quotist. Mm. Like, he's just walking around the house singing a Sly song. So
that's fire.
It was so much fun to get to watch him watch people do the tribute. He almost lost his mind when Jennifer Hudson started singing because she did.
Listen, she's got a special voice, that J Hud.
It was almost like, why is anybody else here? And everybody was great. Like, Flea was up there. Beck was up there. Have you seen Beck?
I haven't seen Beck in
how long?
Yeah.
Mans was... Imagine being Beck and you're playing the harmonica on stage on a tribute for Sly Stone and Stevie Wonder's there.
No.
Not playing the harmonica because you're playing the harmonica.
No.
Imagine.
No.
He killed it.
If I'm Beck, I'm like, I got to turn this over to you.
Beck was incredible. Flea was incredible. He was all over the place.
I love Flea.
Dad was like, who's that with the pink hair? What's going on? And Lily said, do you remember the Red Hot Chili Peppers? He was like, oh, yeah, I remember them. She's like, that's the bass player, Flea. He was like, oh, that boy used to be in a diaper. And I don't know how my dad knows that. I don't know why he knows that. I don't know why he knows the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Why that stuck. Yeah.
I'm sorry, we got way off news. My bad.
Sorry.
I think that's P-Town said it best. Sometimes I need a housewife. I love that when your partner actually partners up. That
partners up. I like it. That is partnering.
That's partnering.
Yeah.
Be my puzzle piece.
Yeah.
You know? Or as what was the I don't remember the first time I heard this, but someone was like, be my water, just fill the gaps.
Ooh.
That's it. That one's the one. No. Okay, you know what? I'm not going to say that you didn't come up with it. I'm going to say I've never heard you say it.
Oh. Yeah, I text it and type it a lot.
Who do you send it to if it's not me?
On Twitter. Do go on. On Twitter and Threads.
Oh.
Yeah. There's evidence of me coming up with that, having made that up. Yes.
I think this would be a great time to have that laugh track that Kyle is going to make so then we could just push the button of me cackling cynically at there's evidence of me coming up with that. Is it buried in the Epps files?
It's buried in the mountain of tweets and threads. You know, I'm a chatty yam, you know?
Indeed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you be so kind as to give us one last music break?
Faux show.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we are back, y'all. And we are back. Welcome back to News of My Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush right here on X-Ray FM.
Ooh. Be a part of the tech squad, fam.
Yeah, shoot us a text at 971-220-5979. Again, that is 971-220-5979. Blobfish said, monetize that cackle, girl. I added the girl, but I'm with it. I think Michelle would agree. Monetize the cackle. I don't know how we do it.
Same. We got another one from Billy Joe.
Hey, Billy Joe.
Hey, fiancés. I'm a longtime listener and always enjoy your politics and banter. I'm a retired steam fitter who lives across the river in downtown Vancouver, so I see you probably every day. Also a transplant from Florida via my journeyman travels. Oh, of living in NYC, Philly, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh. You are Hello. A traveled person. And Pittsburgh from 87 to 92, then boomed out to Las Vegas in 92 to 94, got married, became steam fitter journeyman, traveled to Portland, 94, raised three kids while living in Hawkinson, married for 20, divorced now for 13. Okay, this is a lot of math in this story problem.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say, how old could you be? This is sounding like a really great life so far.
Man.
Divorced now for 13 years and living in Vancouver. I listen to you every Thursday before I go to my community center activities, which I do today at 8:30. Dang it. I wish we would have read this, got this earlier. I also go to a lot of music venues in Portland. Anyway, thank you for the Chin Chin music shout out. I have plug it in. Have to plug it in.
Nice.
Billy Joe.
Nice.
Thanks
for hitting this, Billy Joe.
Yes. And what an amazing journey.
Yeah. Yeah.
What an amazing journey.
Man.
You've been everywhere. I love it. And now we'll have to talk to you about your time in Baltimore.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. We have maybe a second left to do one more story.
Yeah. You want to do...
We'll just work on monetizing the cackle for the rest of the time. Just kidding.
The Center for Black Student Excellence, or
I say yes, because mostly we are going to continue to deal with the moving around of funding.
Yeah.
And not that we won't. It's not important. It's definitely important to talk about.
Absolutely.
But I also don't know what happened with the student excellence. I don't know what the tensions are. So, yeah, I want that.
A Portland school board committee meeting turned tense Monday afternoon as members clashed over whether to discuss new updates on the Center for Black Student Excellence, a long-awaited project tied to Portland's Albina neighborhood. The disagreement exposed growing friction among board members who had pledged a more collaborative approach following recent elections. The conflict began when school board vice chair Michelle DePass asked committee chair Virginia LaForte to remove a CBSE agenda item, arguing that Black community members who had advocated for the project were not given enough notice to attend. LaForte refused at first, saying that meeting was simply a due diligence update, not a deliberation, and that a full discussion would occur November 18th. It's a grave disservice to discuss this behind people that have been advocating for years, the past said, calling the lack of notice disrespectful to the Albina community.
Hello.
Board member Michelle Chase Miller sided with the past, saying it was inappropriate to move forward without key community voices present. The only person to testify on the CBSC, Director Ann Frazier said she had little time to prepare remarks and emphasized that the lack of audience in the room did not reflect the swaths of people invested in the project. LaFort countered that she'd been pushing for the item to be posted since October 30th and that delays were beyond her control.
Okay, well, October 30th would not be enough time for a November 10th meeting.
No.
Would it?
Not at all. Deborah Cafori, the district's chief of staff, confirmed that board leaders had postponed the presentation to November 18th so staff could prepare a more comprehensive report. She likened the disagreement to when mom and dad are having an argument and you've got the kid stuck in the middle, saying staff were caught between conflicting board directions. Ultimately, LaForte removed the item but criticized what she describes as a lack of transparency and overreach by board leadership.
I'm gonna refer to our voter guide.
After the meeting, LaFleur told Willamette Week that board leadership lacks authority to set or change committee agendas, and that she was following a directive from the majority of the board. School board chair Eddie Wang disputed that, saying leadership sought to ensure efficient governance and that staff were not ready to present. The episode underscores the continued struggle within the newly reshaped board to balance transparency, communication, and public trust on one of Portland Public Schools' most closely watched equity projects.
Most closely watched equity projects.
You're daggone right. Bet you ain't know that.
I'm curious on what the other equity projects are.
Oh. Well, don't worry about that. This is the one that's most closely watched.
So yeah, and so then my question is, I wonder why. That it would be the most closely watched equity project. Y'all about to get me mad. Ambush?
Yeah.
I tried to tell everybody not to vote for that lady.
LaFleur?
Yes. Very purposely. And I will say this, and maybe I'm jumping to too much, you know, for not knowing more than what you just told me and then the things I already know. Trying to put something like that on the agenda without having the actual players, you know, involved.
Yeah.
When you see that happening anywhere, you know that's purposeful and there, you know, there is a reason for that happening. And it's usually not because they support the action.
Right.
There are a lot of people in Portland that still do not understand just how performative our progress is. Y'all got to understand that when we are able to get that half a step, there are forces literally lining together.
Yeah.
Just forming like Voltron to be like, not you. Not that.
Relax.
Not now. And it's disgusting.
Yeah.
But one thing it is for me is clear. If you are trying to put stuff on an agenda that doesn't include the people that are a part of that agenda, if you are not trying to make sure that those people are a part of the conversation, you are trying to change the conversation. And if your idea, I'm sorry, if your idea of a whoopsie doodle is to say, oh, well, I've been trying to get it on the, I've been trying to let people know those delays aren't my fault. There's got to be an understanding, though, what the delays would do, right? Like, if you haven't gotten the info out due to delays that are beyond your control, you don't necessarily just keep going.
Right. That shouldn't be your resolve.
No.
Yeah, to have people, I mean, it seemed like a very easy situation. Someone from the board says, hey, maybe we should table this until, you know, more people who are here for this particular issue, who are have been, you know, involved in this particular issue are here. It should have been a very easy, oh, you know what? That's a good idea. Good, great point. Moving along. That should have been it. That really should have been it. The opposition there, very, very strange. But real quick, you're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And then the Halen Wheeler Manzanita on Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. MGZ.
Yeah.
Did you have any final words before we close the show out? You don't have to have it.
You know, honestly, just a quick reminder that there's many organizations and places that currently exist for food access.
Yes.
That, you know, shout out to our state government for making sure that SNAP was continued funding was continued.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know what the future looks like when the current government was real ready to let a lot of people starve. And yeah. I'm not using that word to be dramatic.
No.
So, you know, just a quick shout out to places like EGC and a reminder that there are farmers markets all over this city, that yep. there are places that you can get fresh produce. There are farms. There are so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to P-Town. P-Town said PSU farmers market today. Right. You know, like there's lots of stuff. That doesn't include a large corporation's profits. And so
shout out to Michelle for putting together that list. Again, it is in our bio and on the website under the community resource page. But thank you so much for tuning in. This was another News of My Fiance, brought to you by Morgan Jones and myself, DJ Ambush. Podcast out of the Kyle G of Residual Audio. The songs are updated. Playlist is updated. And you know what it is, my friends. Don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People are the profits. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Thank you so much.
No war but class war. Hello. Bye.
We'll catch you Monday night.